If you have your Bible this morning, turn to Joel chapter number 3. We sure appreciate the Lord this morning. Joel chapter number 3. I want to begin reading this morning at verse 9, if God will be our help. He said, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war and wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come all ye heathen and gather yourselves together round about thither because thy mighty ones are come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be awakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for thou will I set to judge all the heathen round about. Put in the sickle for the harvest is ripe. Come get ye down, for the press is full and the fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision, and the sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Praise the Lord. As we look at this today and we can see how God begins to lay it out here in Joel, and he begins to tell them that there's a preparation needs to be made. I want to say and we've been looking at this for several weeks, and God just won't let us get off of it. He won't let us go in a different direction. And I figured out what it was the other night as I was praying and seeking the face of God, and he spoke to my heart through the Word of God, and he said, there's a soon coming Savior. Amen. Glory to God. And he said, you need to be getting ready to go out of here, praise the Lord, and need to get ready, amen, for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm getting ready to go home. Amen. Praise God. We're getting ready to go home. Now, we've looked at this in the past few weeks. We've looked at the rapture of the church. Amen. We looked last week, I believe it was, at the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. While the tribulation is taking place here on earth, a time of trouble like nobody's ever seen. Hey, we look around here in this world today. I don't know if you've paid any attention to the news, but this country that we live in is in chaos. There's nothing but a bunch of wickedness everywhere that you look. And it's spreading from state to state and city to city. It's just anarchist and rioting and looting. And it's not nothing about a protest. It's about ungodliness that's trying to take over the world in which we live. It's about those that's unbelievers, those that's not got any faith. And they don't have no hope. They're looking for something. But I want to say they'll not find it in a store. They'll not find it in a wickedness. They'll find it in Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of their soul, praise God. He's the one that'll move in and take up his abode and give that help, amen, from the portals of glory. Amen. They'll be disappointed in this world. Amen. They'll never find no peace because they don't have no joy. Our joy is in the Lord. Amen. That's where you get your joy from, is in the Lord. We see this thing playing out. We see the rapture of the church as we go out. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, praise God, he said that the church will be raptured, harpazo, snatched out, called up, praise God, to go be with the Lord in the air. And then there'll be the judgment seat of Christ while the tribulation is going on, while the world is in chaos. You think it's bad now? Listen, you ain't seen nothing yet. God ought to get a hold of our hearts with that. Help us realize, amen, we need to be telling everywhere we go, you need to be saved by God's marvelous grace so you can go out of here with us, so that you won't be left behind. Praise God, there's a God of glory that loves you. He's a God of glory that wants to take you home to be with him. He's a God of glory. Praise God, it's going to prepare you a place for those that's prepared for that place. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad I've got a home. Amen. He said, preacher, yeah, we know you live over off of New Stock Road. Praise God, that's not my home. I'm just a pilgrim. I'm like Abraham. I'm just camping out over there. Amen. My home's in glory. I'm thinking of a city whose builder and maker is God Almighty. Praise his holy name. But Joel tells them here, praise God, during this time, he said we need to be getting ready. Amen. He said, there's something coming, praise God, on this world that they've never seen before. You say, preacher, what's going to happen? I won't say there's going to be an alien invasion. There's going to be somebody from another world. Glory be to God, that's going to come down here. Praise God. And he's going to rule and reign with a rod of iron. Praise God, for about 1,000 years. Glory. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, but boy, I'm looking for 1,000 years of rest. Amen. Peace and joy with my Lord Jesus Christ, and then we'll only be just begun. Amen. Amen. Praise God, it'll get bigger and better. Better and gooder, praise God, all along. Yeah. As we look into the Lord, praise God, to author and finish for faith. But we see this, and Joel begins to call them. He said, listen, though all you ungodly unbelievers, he said, you better get ready. Amen. I want to say, this world, they think they can stand against God. And listen to me. They think they can stand against God and their ungodliness and their wickedness. They got another thing coming. Amen. Praise God, with the brightness of His coming. Glory to God. He'll put all that down in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. It'll all be done. Praise God. But we see, as it plays out here, we can see the Lord and we can see Him preparing. Like I say, there's so much in here. But I just want to give you an introduction. Maybe this morning, come back maybe tonight and just finish up the message where God would have us to be. Amen. In this day and hour that we live, as we look at this, Brother Kevin, and we have a thought on feigned obedience. Feigned obedience. And are with the question that we might ask ourselves, are you faking it? Amen. Are you faking it? Or do you have the real thing? Amen. As we look to this, the author and the finisher of faith, which is Jesus Christ our Lord, and we see the power of His might, praise God, as He ministered to us. We see all the promises that the Lord Jesus Christ made to us while He was here. Amen. They come true.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And the ones that haven't been come true yet, praise God, will come true.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But Bill, there's not one of them that's not going to be come through to the full, praise God, and yet. God said, if God said it, praise God, God meant it, and God will make it happen.
Amen.
You say, preacher, I just don't understand how it could happen, praise God. You just don't know my God. Amen. My God's able to make all things happen. But he says, Joel says, hey, he said, pull together all you, praise God, rebellious against God. Now he's talking to these nations. Hello? Let's just line this out. Let's just lay it out where we can see it. He's talking to these nations of the world. He says in Joel chapter number 3 and verse number 1, he said, for behold, in those days, now in those days is speaking, Brother Bill, of the second event of Lord Jesus Christ. The advent where he comes back, praise God. Amen. Amen. Like Brother Hudson sing, praise God. And we're going out of here, praise God. But we'll be back.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe we're coming back to rule and reign with Lord Jesus Christ, though, to serve with Him.
Yeah.
Praise God, here in a little while. You say, preacher, I don't know if I'd want to do that. Praise God, you will when you're with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There won't be no better place than to be with Him.
That's right.
Then and now. Amen. The best place we can be is with the Lord Jesus Christ. As we see all this chaos happening all around us, praise God, the best place, the safest place that you and I can be is with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Obedience, following Him. Amen. Trusting Him. Looking for guidance and leadership from the throne of grace. He said, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captive Judah and Jerusalem. Now watch this. He said, I will also gather all nations, and will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, will plead with them there for my people. For who? The nation of Israel, praise God. For His people. And for their heritage. Amen. Israel, for whom they have scattered among the nations and parted. Now watch this, personal pronoun. My land. These people all over this world, it's a fighting and for the nation of Israel. That little place, that little spot of land. But God said, praise God, it's not their land, it's my land. Amen, praise God. And he said, in that, hey, listen, watch this. And he says, on that land, praise God, is my people. Amen, glory to God. And God says, listen, I'm getting this thing fixed up. I'm getting this thing ready. Praise God, one day in a little while. He said, I'm coming. Praise God. He said, I'm not coming as just anybody. He said, you go ahead and get ready. If you want to try to stand against me, he said, you better get you some high dollar guns. You better get you stuff together. You better get a military. You better get some plans. You better get some strategy, because praise God, you ain't ever come up with a commander in chief like God Almighty. and the Lord Jesus Christ, who's going to come, praise God, with the power of an almighty God. Said, you need... Said, you want to stand? You know what? You say, preacher, boy, what? People would be crazy. Yeah, we're all over the place, ain't we? Amen. Those that, with feigned obedience, we just pretend to love the Lord Jesus Christ. We pretend to be Christians. Amen. We act like Christians. Amen. Don't need to be acting like Christians, praise God. Brother Smith said yesterday, those people are in Hollywood. Amen. We ought to just be the real thing. Christ-like, praise God. That's what it means to be a Christian. But the Lord says, get you ready, praise God, because here it comes. Amen. He said, I'll bring, he said, you want to come to battle? He said, assemble yourselves, verse 11. And come, all you heathen. Amen. Now, who are the heathen? These ungodliness. The ungodly, the wicked. Those God rejectors, God deniers. You say, preacher, we don't have none of those. They're everywhere. Everywhere we look, there's God rejectors and God deniers. He said, gather yourself around about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down. Oh Lord, that's what I say. Oh Lord, what a time it'll be, praise God, when they draw into that valley of Jehoshaphat. Now that valley of Jehoshaphat, it's the valley, the Kidron Valley. It's between Jerusalem and on one side and Mount Hermon on the other, praise God, where they do their ungodly idols and your worship. And said, God Almighty's going to come down in the middle and He's going to call people together. He's going to call the nations of the world. He's going to settle down in there. And He's going to come to rule and to reign. Amen. Majesty on high. Not just somebody. Amen. He's not going to be just a man. Praise God, but He's going to rule. Joel says in verse 16, if you miss this, you miss the whole chapter. He said, the Lord also shall roar out of Zion. Amen. What's that saying to us, Pastor? It's saying He's not coming as a lamb this time. Praise God, He's coming as a lion of the tribe of Judah. Praise God, to put down all the opposition. Amen. Glory to God. You said, preacher, what does that do for us? Boy, it ought to make you jump up, take about three laps, Austin. Say, glory be to God. All the opposition that you and I face today, praise God, the Lord God Almighty said, I'll take that off of you. Amen. He said, I'll take those burdens. I'll take those trials. I'll take those things that so easily beset you, praise God, and I'll cast them away. Amen. As the lion of the tribe of Judah, praise God. He said, I'm going to shake the heavens. And said, I'm going to shake the earth. Amen. Praise God. He's going to run through a sifter. Hey, God, glory. God be glory. You'll get rid of the drunk. We'll get rid of that old junk, praise God. It's all around us. So we can see God Almighty in His magnificence. So we see this playing out. And we see God of glory, amen, how He manifests Himself. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, we talked about this the other day. He said, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come. His wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Amen. Glory be God. He said, I've done, chose me out. Some people said, I've done called them out. Praise God. He said, I'm going to do my work for them. Amen. Praise God. I call them out in a rapture. I go through the judgment seat of Christ. I get them ready. I make them clean, white, and pure. I give them those robes, that fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of saints. Praise God. He said, then I'm going to gird myself about in verse number 9. He said, I'm going to set them down at the table at a marriage supper of the Lamb. And praise God, I'm going to serve them and love them. I praise God in so many different ways, so many different good areas of their life. I praise God, they'll like every one of them. Amen. Amen. Why? What's He doing? He's getting us ready to serve with Him, praise God, all the days, throughout eternity. Amen. Being a good God to us. Praise the Lord. Not only has, but is. Amen. He's a good God to us. He's preparing us, praise God. He says, I fell at His feet. He said, don't do it. He said, I'm thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Amen. And in verse 11, and he said, I saw heaven open. You ever thought about that? Amen. Have you ever thought about a package? Praise God, when you open it up, listen to me. You don't know what's in it till you open it. And see, we've got all kinds of promises of heaven, Brother Bill. The Holy Ghost of God give us all kinds of promises in the Word of God. But Brother Jeff, praise God, we're just taking them on faith, praise God, in hope. Amen. Looking for a blessing to what God's got for us. But till we get them opened up, praise God. Hey, listen, we don't know what all in there, Brother Scott, till we open them up. It's opened up. God said, praise God, one day in a little while, it ain't going to be long, church. Praise God, He's going to open up heaven and He's going to show us what He's got for us. And boy, we're going to shout and praise God and have us a spell. Amen. I believe whenever God opens heaven, we see what He's got for us. I believe we'll get so tore up, we won't ever get over it. That's the way God's designed it to be. You know, God designed it when He saved us that we wouldn't get over that either. I'm afraid sometimes this world and this body, this flesh we live in drag us down. And we forget what God done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. But we see this thing playing out. We see in Revelation chapter 19. He said, I saw heaven open, see bold, and behold a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Amen. In other words, he judges and makes war righteously. In other words, in a right fashion. You say, preacher, what kind of way is that? In God's way. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his head were, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Amen. Glory. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Praise God. Without Him is not anything made that was made. Praise the Lord. But God Almighty. Amen. The Word came down to us. Dwelt in the flesh. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. Now here, watch this. Clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Who just a little while ago, who got through putting on that fine linen, clean and white? The saints of God, praise God. The righteous of God. Amen. He said, go mount up, praise God. Said, we're going out of here. Said, we're going back, praise the Lord. Said, I've had enough. We're going to finish this. Praise God. Amen. He said, out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. Who? The nations. And he shall rule them with the rod of iron, and he shall tread up the winepress in the fierceness of wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written. Now watch this. King of kings. And Lord of lords. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, he said, ain't nobody that can doubt who he is. Praise God. It'll be on his vesture. It'll be written plain. It'll be on him and who he is. Praise God. He said, I am the King of kings. Now, we live in a world that won't want to allow him to be their king. You say, preacher, I just don't understand that. He's Jesus, praise God. Well, I want to ask you a question. Now, we're talking about feigned obedience. Praise God, are we faking it? Is he the King of kings in your life? Amen. Is he the thing that you prioritize in your life? Amen. It's easy to sit back and say, boy, them old wicked things, if they won't receive it, if they won't follow, boy, they get what they deserve. Amen. What about me and you? Thank God we don't get what we deserve, Brother Bill. Thank God, praise God, when justice calls mercy answers for me and you. And if we got what we deserve, we'd be in hell. But thank God, I'm glad that He's a King of kings and Lord of lords. One day He's coming, praise God. He's coming to get this thing fixed once and for all. Amen. How we see in Matthew chapter 24. In Matthew chapter number 24, we see God a-moving. Amen. We see Him a-touching. We see a soon-coming Savior, praise God, that's coming to this earth to do what He does best. Amen. And now we talk about this. Now, if you got to take these in context. Amen. You got to realize what's taking place. Amen. You got to realize that the Lord is speaking. In Matthew, He's speaking to the Jew, right? He's writing to me and you. Now, watch this. But He's speaking to the Jew. Remember that. In the book of Matthew, He's writing to me and you, everybody, but He's speaking expressly to the Jew. Just like the book of Mark is speaking to the Romans. The book of Luke is speaking to the Greeks, and John is speaking to the Gentiles. That's why when in John, in Mark and Luke, praise God, you'll find God speaking this, especially when you get over to chapter 25. But praise God, when you get to the book of John, you won't find it in there, because praise God, He's not speaking to the nations. He's speaking to the Gentile, praise God. He's speaking to me and you that's born again, that needs the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. God's laying this thing out here so we can see it. So we can be ready when He comes. The Bible says in Matthew 24 and verse 27, He says, "For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." He said He's coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. That the speed of lightning. Amen. They said that lightning strikes, Brother Austin, at 287,000 miles per second. That's pretty quick. Hey man, if lightning strikes where you at, hey, you don't have time to get out of the way. If you ain't already found you a place to hide, you're too late. Amen. I've got a thing on my phone, a weather alert, and it'll pop up, it'll ding my phone, and I'll look at it, and it'll say lightning just struck 3 miles from your present location. Now I just want to say, praise God, if it struck at my present location, they wouldn't have time to notify me. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying when Jesus comes, praise God, we better be ready with not a feigned obedience, but with an obedience and love for Him, praise God, like He had us, that He never quit, never sacrificed. Praise God, He went all the way, praise Lord, to fulfill what He come to do for me and you. Amen. He said, "For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. And immediately after tribulation of those days shall the sun be dark, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken." Amen. Who's the powers now? The prince and power of this present world is the devil. Amen. Praise God. God says, "What I like." Every time I think about this, it makes me giggle a little. Amen. Said one day, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ, He's going to get a hold and shake the devil real good. Amen. I hope I'm there to see that. Amen. I'd like to see, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ get a hold of that old stinking rascal and say, "Hey, listen, you bothered my people. You bothered me. You bothered the brethren. You've been the accuser of my people." I just reach and get a hold of him and say, "Brother, hey, listen, devil, you're getting ready. You're bothering me. I'm about fed up with it." Shake the devil to his teeth rattle. Yeah, preacher, he can't do that. Praise God, he can do that. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He has all power in heaven and earth, and He ain't relinquished none of it. Amen. Praise God, ain't going to be a devil-shaking time one day. He said, "Then shall appear a sign of heaven, the Son of Man in the heavens, and tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of power, of heaven with power and great glory. He shall send His angels with a great sound of a trump, and they shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to another." Amen. Said there's going to be a gathering day. A lot of people think, "Well, you know, I can do this, I can do that, it'll all be okay." Praise God, it won't be okay. God knows, hey, listen, you can't run, you can't hide, because He'll find you. Amen. Praise God, He'll find you. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 25, He said, "When the Son of Man shall come in His glory." Now, wait a minute. What does that mean? When He comes in His glory. It comes to what He was talking about, praise God, when He comes in His majesty. Amen. When He comes, praise God, to rule and reign with a rod of iron. Praise His holy name. When we see God Almighty, praise God, in His strength, in His majesty. What is His majesty? Who do you give majesty to? Isaiah chapter number 2. The Bible says this. In verse number 10, He says, "Enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord, for the majesty, for the glory of His majesty." Amen. He goes on down through there and He talks about the things that's hiding, trying to hide from the Lord, but they won't be hid. Verse 19, He said, "They shall go into the holes and the rocks and the caves and the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of His majesty. When He arises to shake terribly the earth. In that day shall men," now watch this, I like this, "shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship to the moles and to the bats." Amen. I praise God, those old idols they've made, praise God, those things that they've set up, they say, praise God, they're no good. What we need is the Lord Jesus Christ on our side. Those ain't nothing but things, and they'll take them, my brother, real, to the moles, they'll dig a hole, they'll bury them, get out of their sight. They'll find no empty cave, praise God, and they'll take them things, they'll chunk them out. You know what they're doing? They're getting rid of them out of their sight so that their eyes can be on the Lord. Amen. Why? Because His majesty. To go into the cliffs, verse 21, of the rocks, and to the tops of the ragged rocks, for fear of the Lord and for the glory of His majesty, when He arises to shake terribly the earth. Amen. Do you see what's a playing out here? God Almighty, praise God, to tell us. Jaws are telling us that God, praise God, He's a coming, and He's coming again. And He's coming, praise the Lord, to shake things up. Amen. Glory. Ain't you glad for that? When the Lord comes to shake things up. Amen. He said, so when the Son of Man comes in His glory, that's when He comes in His majesty. That's when He comes as King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. Comes with power and might. He said, and all the holy angels, back in Matthew chapter 25 and 31, and all His holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. Where's He going to sit up on that throne? Amen. I'll tell you where He's going to sit up on that throne. In the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Amen. Praise God. He's going to set it up in the Kidron Valley, praise God, and He's going to judge. Amen. Who's He going to judge? He's going to judge the nations of this world. Amen. He's going to look at them, praise God. And He's talking about after the tribulation. He said there's some things that's going to be, God says we're going to have to look at. He's going to judge the nations of the world. Now this is not an individual judgment. This is a national judgment. You know, it's bad enough to have an individual judgment where you and I stand accountable. But God Almighty says one day in a little while there's going to be a national judgment where every nation's going to, glory be to God, listen to me, every nation's going to stand before God and give an account. What's He judging them on? He's judging them how they treat Israel during the tribulation. God's people. It makes you think, I wonder what God's going to do, praise God, how people treat me and you believers during the day we live. They're going to be in accounting, amen, to all that. He said, before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, and friend, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. Amen. You know, sheep are docile. They're followers. Goats are rebellious. Amen. And but He says this, He said, He shall set the sheep on His right hand and the goats on the left. Then shall the King, who is a King, His majesty and glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the King of glory. Amen. You don't believe that? Praise God. Look in Psalm chapter 24 when the gatekeeper says, who is the King of glory? He said, the Lord of hosts is the King of glory. Amen. He's going to set them up. He's going to have a judgment. He shall set the sheep on the right hand, the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on the right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. He says, I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him saying, you know who these righteous are? Those people that done the right thing. Hello? That's what righteousness is. That's what righteous people do. They do the right thing. Brother Bill says so many times, it's never wrong to do right. It's time to do right right now. Amen. He said, those people that took care of these situations. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee and thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, took thee in or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the King, King Jesus. Amen. I like that, don't you? King Jesus, praise God. You say, preacher, you believe He's actually going to be King during that time? Praise God, He is. He's going to sit on the throne of David, praise God, and rule and reign. Praise the Lord. But He needs to be sitting on the throne, praise God, the throne of your life right now to rule and reign over you. To help you, praise God. God help us, amen. Just to submit ourselves to God, Brother Robert. Amen. The King shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, insomuch that ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren. you have done it unto me. Who's he talking about? Who's the brethren here? See, if we miss this, we miss his point. The brethren are the nation of Israel. Amen? Ain't that right? Am I still in the book, Brother Bill? Amen? The brethren are the nation of Israel. And he said, those nations that stood up with... I still pray every day, God, please help America. God, to back the nation of Israel. Please help us, God, that we won't forsake your people over there in the land. Praise God, that you love and just trying to still stand for something. They're still looking for the Messiah, a lot of them. But they said that Jews are being saved by the thousands. Well, why would that be? Because during tribulation, the Bible said he's going to call out 144,000. Amen. And they're going to, you think there's some Holy Ghost preaching around? Yeah, they ain't seen nothing like going to be preached during that tribulation. When 144,000 sealed Jews, praise God, male Jewish men, praise God, are going to be sealed and preaching the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Soon coming Savior, praise God. They'll be preaching, Jesus is coming. Can you imagine 144,000 people, Brother Jeff, that's on fire for God? I mean, filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, not touched upon, but filled with the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. To preach the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. These nations are gathered together here. Amen. And God begins to preach to them. God begins to minister to them. God begins to speak to them. He said, that done these to the least of my brethren. You have done it. He said, if you've done it to the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me. What we do, praise God for God. What we do for what nations do for the nation of Israel, praise God, it's like doing it under the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that He'll bless those that bless them and curse them that curse them. Speaking of that nation of Israel. He said, then shall He say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devils and his angels. One of these days, praise God, He said, there's going to be a consuming fire. It's going to come down upon them. That consuming fire, praise God, it's going to be there to consume them, praise God, in their wickedness. God's going to pour out His judgment upon them. Can you just imagine? He calls together all the leaders of every nation. You say, preacher, they just won't come. They will come. they won't have an opportunity to get out of it. They'll not call in sick that day. Because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has summoned them, praise God, into the valley of Jehoshaphat. He's called them, praise God, to their reckoning. He's going to call them in there and he's going to line them up and he said, whose side are you on? Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, Brother Ernie said something yesterday. I thought about that. Talking about when they have the judgment of these nations, all these people, all these nations has come together. Now, I'm not talking about just individuals, but all these nations from all over the world are come together. Not as an individual judgment, but as a national judgment. And we're going to be there because we're coming back with Him. Amen? Praise God. And we're going to get to see Him judge the nations. Wonder what's going to happen when He judges America. When He judges this place that we call home, the land of the brave and the home of the free. The reason we're free is because we have an opportunity, praise God, to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Amen. We have an opportunity to magnify the God of heaven for who He is and what He wants to do in our hearts and our lives. But we got to decide whether we have feigned obedience or whether we're faking or whether we have the real thing. And when God calls these nations, praise God, unto Him, and He's going to judge them, He's going to look at them, He said, what'd you do for the brethren? Amen. Amen. He might look down at us too, and He might say, what have you done for your brethren? What do you do for the church of God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ? What do you do for your Lord and your Savior, praise God, since you've been saved? He'll deal with that at the judgment seat of Christ. And I told you today, it's not about sin and salvation, praise God. It's about what you... Bible, Paul says what we've done in this body, whether it be good or evil. Amen? We'll give an account. What they did, praise God, whether it be good or evil, they'll stand and give an account for it. That's why Joel would say, praise God, when those nations are gathered together. Amen. He's speaking, praise God, before the millennial reign, right before Jesus takes charge of this whole thing. And Joel tells us, in his word here, in verse 11, He tells them, he said, assemble yourself and come, all you heathen, gather yourself together round about. That it'll cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. He said, hey, he said, call them up. Those that think there's something this world should call them up. Tell them to come down. Set the heathen be awakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For thou hast set to judge all the heathen round about. In other words, what he's saying, God is going to be in the midst. Amen. There's nothing that slides under his radar. Amen. We may think we get by with this and get by with that, but let me tell you something. We don't get by with nothing. It's all recorded. But we see God as he calls these nations together. Now, you'll notice something here. There's not a resurrection. We have here in Matthew chapter 25, we have the God Almighty as he begins to speak to these nations. Not in a resurrection. He don't come in a resurrection. But it's living nations, living people. There's no books open. There's nothing. Praise God. It's God Almighty judging the world we live in. Amen. The whole world thinks that they can get by with it. These people, the Antifa and stuff, it's up there tearing up and burning down our cities. Now, I want to say they're our cities. You say, preacher, they're not ours. We don't live. Praise God. Hey, our tax dollars pay for everything. Amen. They all belong to us, to me and you. And when the world's in chaos, when the world's trying to go into rioting and the chaos and the looting, that's not a protest. That's ungodliness. Amen. They're just doing those things, praise God, because they get by with it. But I want to say they're not getting by. There's a judgment coming. He's going to call them all out one day. They're going to have to give an account. They're going to have to give an answer. Amen. The return of Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes to set up his throne. And he comes to set upon his throne. Amen. As King of kings and Lord of lords. I want to ask you this morning, praise God, is he the King of kings in your life? Amen. Is he the Lord of lords? He's only one. Amen. The Lord of lords, your King of kings and the Lord of lords in your life. He said, if not, he said, we're just, it's just feigned obedience. We're faking it. Amen. But if he's the King of kings and he's Lord of lords of your lives, then he is the God of glory. But we see this thing playing out. We see God become, and he begins to judge this world in which we live. He begins to look at it. That's why God saves us by his marvelous grace. Let me just say this, and I'm finished. And I'll come back and finish this tonight. I just kind of got the introduction. But we'll come back and finish this tonight. But I want to say this. When God looks at us, he's judging us. He sees us. He sees us as we are. And he loves us, and he's wanting to help us. He's wanting to show us his magnificent grace and his mercy. But when he saves us by his marvelous grace, he don't just save us to be saved. He saves us that we might be used of him to tell somebody else, so that someone else might enter into that blessed hope that we have in Christ Jesus our Savior. That blessed hope of a soon coming Savior. A one that's coming to take us, praise God, to be with him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Nobody can change that, young'uns. Amen. Hey, praise God, don't let this old body and this world, praise God, get you down and discourage you. Praise God, because of what we have in Christ, it can't be taken away from you. He said we're sealed until the day of redemption. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God has moved on the scene. The Holy Ghost of God has come to where we're at. And the Holy Ghost of God is taking us through this thing. One step at a time. For the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today is the day that they celebrate Pentecost. Amen. The coming of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it's not that and I'll just say this, they didn't pray it down. That came because it was time. Amen. Hey, listen, you can't pray nothing down, praise God, till it's time. But God says the time of Pentecost has come. Praise God, the Holy Ghost of God. But that's another message for another day. Praise God, but we see the Holy Ghost. The Jews call it Shavuot. It's what they call it. In Hebrew, it means Shavuot. It's Shavuot. It's Pentecost. Amen. Praise God. When the power of the Holy Spirit, when the church was birthed, praise God, into existence, the Holy Spirit of God began to deal with the hearts of men. Amen. Come down to where we was. Thank God. Yeah, praise the Lord, because God come down to where we were, and now we begin to magnify Him. We begin to lift Him up. We begin to realize, praise God, that this thing is coming to a tree. This ain't coming to the climax. It's coming to the close. We're coming to the end, praise God. When we see God Almighty step out of the clouds, the heaven open up, praise God, and He mount up and He come, praise the Lord, with the armies of heaven. Put down all resistance. But what He wants to do today, praise God, is get rid of all the resistance in us. It ought to be our heart's desire, praise God, Brother David, today to get rid of any resistance that we have to the Lord Jesus Christ and His cause. You know, we wonder, let me say this and I'm done. We wonder why we don't see more of our people getting saved. And it may be because there's some resistance in us. I want to say this today. If there's resistance toward the Lord Jesus Christ, the church, and His people in us, we can forget about ever winning those that we love to the Lord Jesus Christ. If as long as there's any part of resistance in you and I, amen. If we're just faking it, if we've got a feigned obedience but not the real thing to the Lord Jesus Christ, everybody around us will see it, especially our loved ones. You know, that's why it's so hard to win our families. Amen? It's harder to win your family. It's hard to talk to your family about the Lord than anybody else. You know why that is? Because they know how we are. Amen? But if we come with a sincere heart before God, say, Lord God, help me, that I won't have a feigned obedience, but praise God, what I have won't be fake. It'll be the real thing. And God, I pray that You'll move in my heart really right now for Your glory. Amen? Praise God. God says, hey, He says, if we'll pray, we'll ask Him that. He said, my people which are called my name will humble themselves. Amen. That's what He wants us to do. With unfeigned obedience, to praise God, just humble ourselves, come before God and say, Lord, we need help. We need help.